Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show. I just wanted to do a little quick intro to this week's show. Going to be a short one. I'm a little shyer than our own Mark Thompson is about putting the mic in front of people after a race, but he was unfortunately out this morning with a tooth issue, so hopefully we'll have him back for the next one. But I just wanted to make sure to take some time, first off, to say thank you to Dustin Drews and his wife, Mary Beth Tamer, for helping put on the Strawberry Strut this year. I know they were involved last year as well and getting more involved this year, but they did a great job with all their volunteers putting on a great race. I've run the Strut a couple times before, and this probably was the most fun I've had out. It was a nice course, and also great having the Tangi Running Club out there. That was also a huge part of it. And then it was one of the most competitive races I've been a part of in Tangi area for a while, out here in Ponchatoula. So if you're looking for a race to really prep for next spring and really want to go out and test your fitness, but maybe you don't want to go all the way to New Orleans to run the Crescent City Classic, that would be a good race to give a shot. So male and female times for the 5K were in the 17s and 18s, and that's something we haven't seen a lot of locally. And then males 10K runners, top runners in the 37s, 38s. So if you want a race that's close by and you can go out and really want to see what you can do, it might be a good race for you to look into for the next year. But again, thanks to Dustin and Mary Beth. And I know I ran into Dustin at the festival itself on Friday night. I went out there to check out a booth that my daughter was working at. So I know that they were not just putting in time for the race, but putting in time to support the entire Strawberry Festival. And we really appreciate them. Really appreciate having them a part of our group. I missed the interview with them because Dustin had started doing the award announcements when I started doing interviews there at the end. But I wanted to say that we appreciate all their effort and look forward to Strawberry Strut 2025. And hope you enjoy this episode of the Thompson Running Show. Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show joining you from the cab of Jason's truck, Jason's work truck, before the Strawberry Strut 2024, and we are missing our Mark Thompson this morning. He is out with, we call that an injury?
Yeah, I guess so, I don't really know.
Having a tooth problem, so We chose not to even really ask to call him in this morning because he sounded like he was having a rough time, but we hope Mark is feeling better soon. But we are out here at the Strawberry Strut checking in beforehand, and Jason, you prepped well yesterday, did you not?
Yeah, I did a lot of hydrating, made it home about 1:30 last night, but feel pretty good this morning.
And that was in preparation for your goal of running.
Yeah, I actually thought about how I might should drop down to the 5K, but I still feel pretty good. I mean, I train like this, so I'm prepared.
So you were hoping to run a 45-minute 10K.
Yeah, a sub 45-minute, 44:59.
Okay,
but I don't know. We'll see.
Do you even know what pace that is?
I think it's a 7:13.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. But, yeah, it feels like good temperature right now for a good 10K. But it is going to warm up on us after 8 o'clock. I am hoping to win some kind of award. That's my main goal, but it's going to be a tough one today. So
I'm hoping it's an overall award to get, so I got a shot in my age group.
Well, I did see on the website, now I don't know if they did this last year or year before, but on the website it says too deep in age groups.
Okay.
But sometimes people just use the same information from previous years, don't update that. So I know Oyster Fest had different awards this year than they had
they did
previous year, so, which actually worked out well because they had more awards. Oyster Fest.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Strawberry Strut will now go five deep.
Yeah.
Each age group.
Yeah. I need all three top finishers to be in my age group, and then maybe I got a shot.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a fast 10K. Tyler signed up. Justin Abity signed up. Dustin Drews is, he's race directing and signed up.
Oh, he is running? Yeah. I was wondering about that.
And then myself and saw Jesse Guillory, who runs a lot of our local races, will be out. So it's going to be a quick 10K. I hope to pop it off in under 43 minutes. I was 43 for Shamrock, and that's a little bit, of gravel, a little bit of up and down, so I'm hoping I can...
And Patrick, I mean, his last one was 45-something. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, he's not in our age group, so...
Good.
And he's not... He wouldn't be knocking Tyler or Justin out of the overall.
No.
I don't know who's going to take the third overall. You do sometimes get some people from Madisonville, Mandeville come run this.
And I don't know what the last amount they had. It was like 270 or something?
It was 290 as of last night.
Yeah, I hadn't looked.
I told Tyler he better sign up in case they only had 300 bibs.
Yeah.
He signed up. I think he's going to push Stevie in the 1 mile and then run it, you know, go out and win it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good race. It's my first time running the Strut in a few years. I hadn't been since, I maybe haven't run it since COVID.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I ran it.
But looking forward to seeing. I know, like you said, Patrick's going to be out here. I think I saw a few other run club people. I know Jim's going to be out here.
Yeah.
I remember Brian said he was signing up.
Marlon.
Marlon, yeah. I talked to Marlon.
Alicia. Yesterday. Alicia's going to be out here.
So we should have a good turnout. But this is the end of the string of spring races. We had spring races going all the way back from... beginning of March till now. We'll have to get some more stuff on the calendar.
Yeah, we'll have to kind of look and see what... I don't even know what Baton Rouge and New Orleans area has going on. We've had so many local.
Yeah, I know 27th we have the run with... that Seth posted out at the Ponchatoula Area Recreational Park. That's just a kind of a benefit. He called fun run, but I saw race on the flyer.
Ain't nothing fun once you put on your shoes and everybody starts lining up.
Yeah, and Seth, I think he was, his knee was hurting him, so I don't know if he was going to sign up today or not. Oh, friend from Perfectly Fit, Mark Fernandovich, was signed up. I saw him signed up for the 5K today.
That's
so
cool.
Look forward to seeing him out racing and getting to run a race and not have to be the race director.
Yeah.
So we will check in with some folks from the club. We'll try to. We're not as good at doing interviews as Mark. He will be missed today because I think that's he loves doing that.
Yeah, and I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, I don't want to like impose on people. I don't want to assume that people want to be recorded and put on air. But Mark enjoys that. At least we'll check in with one another after the race if we don't get an interview.
Right.
I'll try to get at least one or two. And then we do have, I have to post the Shamrock interview that Jason did for KSLU. That has not been included with the episode yet. Depends on how much we get from today.
Right.
But maybe we'll get a few people beforehand, maybe a few people after. Looking forward to see Tangi Running Club out here today. And then we'll be pushing into the summer with mostly just slogging through, keeping up our Wednesday night hangout. But we'll check in with you after the race or with some interviews pre-race. And hope we have some fun out here. Hope we have some good race times here at the Shamrock Run 2024. Not Shamrock Run. It's early.
Right?
Strawberry Strut.
I didn't even catch it.
2024. I got great editing software. All right, we are standing here post-race. Thompson Running Show. We got Patrick White. We got Chad Hidalgo, Jason Thompson out here at the Strawberry Strut. And I'm going to go whatever clockwise, counterclockwise here. Jason, tell us about your race today.
It went good. I was hoping for a sub 45, but I might have got close if it was a tenth longer.
We'll blame Dustin for
that. Yeah, but it would have been close. But I had a good run. Great course. They did a good job with it.
We're out here hanging out waiting for the awards. I was able to see Jason come across, and he looked like he might not have had that last time.
Right, that's what I say. I don't know. I'm going to say I did just because nobody can prove me wrong.
And then we got Mr. Chad Hidalgo. He probably won an award for being the first person signed up for the race. How'd your race go today?
Yeah, it was okay. I like the course change. That's good.
Yeah, we had a little trouble at one of the crossings. The police officer was letting traffic through while we were running. But it was nice. It was shady.
Yeah, it was definitely shady.
But it heated up.
Yeah.
It started off cool, but heated up.
Yep. Hope they keep this course. It's better than the old ones. So.
Yeah, where you just ran out on the back roads.
Yeah.
Good deal. And Patrick, you came out here, and Kennedy was real excited to see Jason and I this morning.
She was.
How did the 1 mile go?
Lots of walking.
Lots of walking.
We're going to work on our pace a little bit. She doesn't know what a pace is.
Okay.
And gets upset when you try to teach her. So, she'll learn. She did good, though.
Good deal. How was your 10K?
10K went good. Set myself with a slow pace and still missed it, but, you know. It'll be okay. There's always next year.
You looked like you were running pretty fast. You weren't too far. Jason.
I wanted to hit like 50 minutes. I ended up with like 50 and a half. So,
that ain't too bad. And Mark, this is Patrick.
Patrick White.
You've met him numerous times.
Yep.
Just to reintroduce him to our own Mark Thompson, who we missed this morning. He had an abscess tooth. But I had a good run. I was 41, 30 something on the clock. I was shooting for, with the extra tenth of a mile, I probably would have been right over 42, and that's kind of what I was shooting for.
Yeah.
Flip-flop with Dustin this time. He pushed me at the Shamrock, and I beat him. This time he beat me by probably about a similar margin. But he was moving, and I had to hold off Jesse Guillory at the end trying to get my age group. So, and now we're there's some kind of dance crew here as entertaining us as we're waiting for our award.
Bad Moms Club.
And then we saw Marlon got an award. Debbie Sowers got an award. So big day for Tangi Running Club once again. But we'll come back to you here in a minute. All right, I'm here after the Strawberry Strut. I got Marlon Walden and Barbara Ackman. And Marlon, I'll go with you first. How was your run? You did the 5K today?
Yeah, I did the 5K. Did pretty good. Second place. I didn't withhold my number one spot for last year, but hey,
but you,
considering.
You snuck in with the silver.
I did.
Silver medal to match the silver hair.
But
huh?
Bling, yes, it does.
So you'd be walking down the street clinging together, and then we got Christina Lee walked up. Barbara, how was your race today?
It was good. I came in third in my age group, and they only recognized the top two, which is the story of my life.
But you win the sunglasses award, because I see you got your Thompson Running sunglasses on.
And the shirt. I had to complete the outfit. Yeah. So it was good, though. It was nice race, nice weather.
A little bit of shade.
I was happy with my time, so I'll take it.
Christina, how'd it go for you?
Great. I beat my Shamrock run time by 6 minutes.
That's impressive.
So I'm excited. I'm working on it. I'm in the top 10 in my age group, so I'm good.
Well, Mark will be glad I got an interview with you. He had an abscess tooth, so we were missing him today. So, but we look forward to seeing you. This looks like the spring is running out of races.
That's what we were wondering.
We were just asking, when's the next
I got to go
race?
Home and scrape the internet to find a race calendar.
Right? Yes.
We'll be waiting for you to post it.
All right, good to see y'all out here, and we'll see y'all at the next one.
Thank you.